I sat down again, rubbing my cheek where I'd been slugged the most. Darry jammed his fists into his pockets. They didn't hurt you too bad, did they? They did. I was smarting and aching and my chest was sore and I was so nervous my hands were shaking and I wanted to start bawling, but you just don't say that to Darry. I'm okay. Soda Pop came loping back. By then I had figured that all the noise I had heard was the gang coming to rescue me. He dropped down beside me, examining my head. You got cut up a little, huh, Pony Boy? I only looked at him blankly. I did? He pulled out a handkerchief, wet the end of it with his tongue, and pressed it gently against the side of my head. You're bleeding like a stuck pig. I am? Look! He showed me the handkerchief, reddened as if by magic. Did they pull a blade on you? I remembered the voice. Need a haircut, greaser? The blade must have slipped while he was trying to shut me up. Yeah. Soda is handsomer than anyone else I know. Not like Darry. Soda's movie star kind of handsome. The kind that people stop on the street to watch go by. He's not as tall as Darry, and he's a little slimmer, but he has a finely drawn, sensitive face that somehow manages to be reckless and thoughtful at the same time. He's got dark gold hair that he combs back, long and silky and straight, and in the summer, the sun bleaches it to a shining wheat gold. His eyes are dark brown, lively, dancing, recklessly laughing eyes that can be gentle and sympathetic one moment and blazing with anger the next. He has Dad's eyes, but Soda is one of a kind. He can get drunk in a drag race or dancing without ever getting near alcohol. In our neighborhood, it's rare to find a kid who doesn't drink once in a while, but Soda never touches a drop. He doesn't need to. He gets drunk on just plain living, and he understands everybody. He looked at me more closely. I looked away hurriedly because, if you want to know the truth, I was starting to bawl. I knew I was as white as I felt, and I was shaking like a leaf. Soda just put his hand on my shoulder. Easy, Pony Boy. They ain't gonna hurt you no more. I know, I said, but the ground began to blur and I felt hot tears running down my cheeks. I brushed them away impatiently. I'm just a little spooked, that's all. I drew a quivering breath and quit crying. You just don't cry in front of Darry, not unless you're hurt like Johnny had been that day we found him in the vacant lot. Compared to Johnny, I wasn't hurt at all. Soda rubbed my hair. You're an okay kid, Pony. I had to grin at him. Soda can make you grin no matter what. I guess it's because he's always grinning so much himself. You're crazy, Soda. Out of your mind. Darry looked as if he'd like to knock our heads together. You're both nuts. Soda merely cocked one eyebrow, a trick he'd picked up from Two-Bit. It seems to run in this family. Darry stared at him for a second, then cracked a grin. Soda Pop isn't afraid of him like everyone else and enjoys teasing him. I'd just as soon tease a full-grown grizzly, but for some reason, Darry seems to like being teased by Soda. Our gang had chased the Socias to their car and heaved rocks at them. They came running toward us now, four lean, hard guys. They were all as tough as nails and looked it. I had grown up with them, and they accepted me, even though I was younger, because I was Darry and Soda's kid brother, and I kept my mouth shut good.